Dr. Samir Koirala's birthplace is home to Mount Everest and several other spectacular peaks. But he was such a studious boy, he barely noticed he was growing up in one of the most physically beautiful locations in the world, because he was buried in books.
My whole childhood just revolved around being like in academia, like just studying, because my aim was to be a physician, so, and which required a hard like work and to be kind of good at your studies.
He spent his early career as an internist in Nepal and then switched his specialty from primary care to research into infectious diseases. It was this interest that brought him to Iowa through a fellowship at the Centers for Disease Control and eventually to a volunteer job tracking Ebola in Sierra Leone.
We were told not to be involved with any patient care and not to go inside the hospital because that's what not we are there for. We were there for like preventive aspects. So our like even getting exposed to any Ebola patient was very low. So.
Koirala spent 25 days in West Africa developing computer models to enable local health officials to better watch over the spread of the killer virus.
You can see where the cases are coming from, how many were admitted, how many died, what were the age ranges, and which area they were coming from.
The latest figures from the CDC show the disease has killed nearly 5,000 people, primarily in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Koirala says he now understands why Ebola has ravaged the region.
They didn't have enough treatment centers throughout the country in Sierra Leone. At that time, there were only 2 treatment centers, and they didn't have enough bed also to treat the people. They only had 2 labs that was capable of doing blood test for Ebola.
In addition, he says, doctors and aides have had to battle misperceptions and mistrust among skeptical citizens.
People were not taking Ebola as a real disease. They were thinking that this is a scam by government or healthcare providers, that they want to kill people and sell their blood or organs for money.
Koirala says there are more myths surrounding Ebola. Many people believe an infected person, even if cured of the virus, carries it forever and is always a risk to transfer it. This has led to another crisis in Sierra Leone, a nation of 9 million, homelessness.
We have seen like people who have been cured of Ebola and discharged from the hospital were not being accepted by the community, were not being accepted by the family members. So they were just wandering around the street because they didn't have any place to stay.
While Koirala was in Sierra Leone, cases of Ebola surfaced in all but one of the tiny nation's 14 districts. 4 cases have been confirmed in the U.S., with 1 death. 13 people in Iowa who have traveled to West Africa are being monitored. 1 is under self-quarantine at home. But Koirala is certain the virus will eventually be controlled.
Ebola is a dangerous disease, but we know how to control it. And one thing is, it's not transmissible through air, not through water or food. It's just through bodily fluids and direct contact.
Koirala says he does not plan to return to West Africa anytime soon. Between now and next summer, he will study infectious diseases that are more common to Iowa. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.